With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. And it's a big weekend. It's the 2020 Home and Remodeling Show at State Fair Park. We're in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, and I should be there. I should have Jason from J&J Contractors sitting next to me, but with what's going on with our radio station and COVID, they want me to be doing my show from my office at home, so we can still talk about the 2020 Home and Remodeling Show. And my co-host this week, he is the owner of J&J Contractors, and he's my friend. He's a guy that I got a ton of respect for, Jason Jabrowski. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How exciting. How was yesterday at State Fair Park? Were you over there?
I was not personally, but our team was. And honestly, it was awesome. Great show, great leads. Everybody that was there that talked to our staff, because I recapped with them last night after the show, they were just excited to be there, and they were excited that Nary was doing this. I couldn't even be more excited that we did this also.
Jason, and you know, I'm on that board, and you're on a bunch of boards with Nary. I'm on the one for the show, and I've gained so much. Look, I've always really had a ton of respect for Diane and Michelle and that front office, but to be in those meetings and to watch them as they led this group, and look, every question known to man was thrown at them. And they said, okay, here's what we're doing. Here's our plan. This is where we're at right now. And a couple of things that just kept coming out was that, look, with everybody staying at home and the things that are going on in our world right now, this is needed. And so we're going to be the ones to lead and to show people how this is done, and they did it. And I'm so pleased and so impressed, and I'm just proud of them, to be honest with you.
I couldn't agree more. And one thing I actually said to someone, because someone asked me 2 days ago, they're like, are you guys having the show? And I go, yes, we are. And I go, contractors are essential. Like, if, you know, your air conditioner breaks or your furnace breaks, like, you need somebody for that, right? And a lot of times you don't trust just going online. You want to go to a show and meet the person. So this show is an essential thing for people. For, you know, what if your plumbing is messed? Like, actually, I got a text message from a customer yesterday. Our toilet got plugged up and our kitchen ceiling is dripping. We need you to come over, right? So stuff happens all the time to people. This show is needed for people that, you know, or even if you're older, you don't go online.
Right.
You know,
right.
You go to the show and you find your contractor. So I really, truly mean that when I say it. This is an essential thing for homeowners to be able to come out and meet a contractor for whatever your needs are, whether it's a new kitchen or a bathroom or a new furnace now that we're getting into wintertime, or you're having electrical issues and you need a panel upgrade or whatever it might be.
Jason,
I'm
you know
be
what's
there
in
today and tomorrow.
You know what's interesting to me is, and we had this conversation the last couple of weeks, and I didn't, you know, my kids are gone, my grandkids are. It's just my wife Terry and I, and I'm working from home, but she's always worked from home, and so our house is kind of the same that it's been. But when you have kids and you're at home as much as you are now and utilizing your kitchen for 3 meals a day, you know, 7 days a week, and the kids are doing a lot of virtual stuff from home, the house is being used a lot differently than it was 6 or 7 months ago. And one of the
100%.
reasons that this show is so important is now that you're home so often, you're starting to see some things that maybe you don't like so much about your home, or maybe, the kids have to do virtual and you haven't planned for that. So that man cave in the basement, man, it's not a man cave anymore. It's a schoolhouse. And so it's important for people that are now realizing this to have a chance to get out of the home and do it safely, because they really took into consideration how to have this show and do it safely. And people are coming out, and I got to believe that the questions for the NARI members at this show are different than they have been for any other show.
They are. I agree. And what the NARI staff has done, Allison, Michelle, Diane, they have sent, it's literally like a 12-page document about how to be safe, make sure you're washing your hands, making sure you're 6 feet apart. It's incredible what they sent out to all of the people that are going to be having booths at the show and what they should do to make sure everyone's safe. It's incredible. And then you're right, the questions are different. People are asking, how are you going to work in my house now with COVID? And one of the answers, we have for that is we have air scrubbers that, clean 95% or 92% of the air, and it goes into this filter. We plastic off the areas the guys are working on. The guys will wear a mask until they get into that area. There's just a lot of things that, consumers are asking, and we're able to answer that.
Hey, when you talk to the people that work for J&J that were at the show last night, that first night normally isn't our biggest as far as attendance. It's normally Saturday, and then Sunday gets pretty busy as well. How was the crowd for the people that were working your booth? Did they say that it was crowded, or was it, just not as many people, but everybody had a plan type stuff?
Yep, and so that's what actually Eric told me last night when we recapped. He's like, it wasn't like it was crazy busy at all by any means. It was just a nice steady pace. He said he felt like it was really safely done. And they're just people that were serious, really serious about wanting to do home remodeling. So it was good. It was really, really good.
And this one is different than the spring show. The spring show is always the big show, and that's the one that, there's so many people. The fall one has always been a little bit different, and we go back and forth, Jason. You and I have had this conversation, which one we like better. The fall one is less people, but it's people that obviously are looking at 2021 now, and okay, here's what we'd like to do, and they're serious. The spring one is more fun, and there's a lot more people, and there's a lot of things to do, and at that point, it's just people wanting to get out of their house from the long winter that we have. Well, now, people are feeling, as far as it's not a long winter, but this COVID has kept us in our house a lot more than we're used to, throughout the summer. And now we're looking, okay, look, 2021, here's, instead of taking this trip, because we don't know what it's going to be in 6 months, we want to redo this or change this or add an addition or change the basement because of what we're doing with our kids. So it's just a whole different animal than I don't think we've been a part of.
Correct. Well, and here's the other thing. And you made this comment about kids being at home more, parents being at home more. It, just like a car, the more you use your car, the more it gets beat up and it needs repairs, right? If you're home more and your house ends up getting beat up and it needs more repairs. So that's kind of why this show has turned out to be really good too, I think. People are just, they're home more. They're seeing it more, like what you mentioned. It's the houses are getting beat up more. It's getting used a lot more.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, J&J Contractors, how are things going over by you? You guys busy?
We are. It's, I'll be honest, when the whole thing, happened with COVID, when it first happened and everything took a dip, and everyone I've talked to has kind of almost said the same thing. Everyone's just so unsure. But after a few weeks, it actually just shot out like a cannon. And we're at J&J this year on pace to do a record year and even beating the last year. So it's
Wow.
really, really incredible.
Well,
But hey,
you
one thing I wanted to say to you too quick. I don't know if you remember this. It was either last year or the year before. me and you were sitting at the show and we were doing snow predictions. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and I lost. And
it's you did
like
lose.
A week or two later, my wife wanted to kill me. She's like, why would you say that?
Yeah, you know what? I could tell you this, and I hope Shannon might be listening, because you know that term, you can teach an old dog a new trick. I don't believe that. I believe that you can teach an old dog a trick he used to know, but maybe he forgot. And, you know, Shannon is, she is as nice and as cute as you can be, but I got on her bad side for a minute because I kept going to you with stuff. So I'm meeting with her this week and we have some ideas. And she said, so you're just coming to meet with me? I go, yep. She goes, does Jason know? I go, nope. I'm kind. And she just started laughing. So it did very, very funny to me that, you know, you can teach an old dog a trick that he used to know, but maybe he forgot. And that's how this thing is rolling. So I'm so happy to hear that business is as good as it is, Jason. And I know it's been busy because you're a tough guy to get a hold of. And you're busy. You got a lot of things going on in a really good way. And I appreciate it. I want to make sure this first segment, look, the amount of things that you do outside of being a really good father and an owner of a really good company, but, you know, you give your time to a lot of different areas, and Nary being one of them, and that servant leadership heart that you have of you have a hard time saying no to things. Yeah. And, you know, that comes from, you know, a really good mom and dad that taught you the importance of giving back. And so I just wanted to make sure I said that to you and said thank you in this first segment. Hey, we are our special guest, Justin, the owner of Window Select, we're having a hard time getting a hold of. So when we get to a break, we're going to go to a break and continue to try to call him. And if not, we will have Jason. He is the owner of J&J Contractors. They're located in Greendale. He's a big Greendale guy. And if you haven't seen their new office space, stop by 6600 School Way in Greendale. And I can tell you that when he decided to move his office and he bought that building, and he showed it to me before, I mean, nobody had been in the building for how long, Jason?
20 years it was.
And I said, are you out of your mind? And he's
got... I remember.
Jason and his team has a vision, and I don't. I can't see things before they're done. I said, Jason, I don't know what you're thinking on this one. And then I went, and I walked in there a couple of times as they were doing it, and the finished product is unbelievable. Again, J&J Contractors, you can check them out online. JJContractorsLLC.com. We'll get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking about this home show that's going on today. And I can tell you that it's $5 to get in. The Home Remodeling Show, they're in the products, Wisconsin Products Pavilion at State Fair Park. Doors open at 10 o'clock. They're open till 7. And tomorrow it's 10 to 5. And stop in there. You will notice right away that everybody's got a mask on, everybody's social distancing for the most part, and you can do that. And the people over at Nary Milwaukee are leading the way on how you can reopen some things and do it safely. Again, 10 to 7 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow at State Fair Park in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. My co-host, and he might be my special guest for the hour, we're trying to get a hold of Justin from Window Select. So Justin, if you're listening, pick up when we call, if you would, please. He is Jason Zabrowski. He's from J&J Contractors. And I can tell you over the years, and I started thinking about this before the show, how many people in my family and friends and coworkers have utilized J&J Contractors because of my recommendation, and I appreciate that, but it goes deep. And I can tell you that I've never had anybody call and say, what were you thinking? You know, from my sister Colleen to my son Matthew, to Terry and I have used them a lot, and I don't need to talk about the naked tan man anymore. Jason and J&J Contractors got me away from over at the WAC because my I needed a new my shower. That it was a problem that we had that they came and redid our bathroom, and I can tell you they did it really well, and they did it really quick because I complained about having to go to the WAC at 5 or 5:30 in the morning and work out a little bit and then take a shower, because there was a guy in that shower in every locker room, I think, in the country, there's a guy like this. And I said, Jason, man, I can't do this anymore. Come on. It's either you guys get this done quick, or I'm going to have to move in with you and your kids and your wife. And he said, no, we'll get it done quick. You ain't moving in with me, I'll tell you that. So JJContractorsLLC.com. Hey, Jason, this time of year, what kind of calls are you getting more than any? Is it still outdoor? Is it still the exterior? Or are people now looking at more the interior?
So I'll use last night as an example at the show. We ended up getting 8 interior leads and 4 exterior. So it is starting to flip where if you had asked me this question 2 or 3 weeks ago, it would have been, you know, definitely 75% exterior, 25% interior. But now it's starting to finally flip a little bit. But people are still calling for exterior because they're like, wait a minute, I didn't get those windows and I wanted them done before it got really cold. Or my roof.
The gutters.
I'm worried. Yeah, gutters and gutter guards. And because gutter guards actually help with ice damage, you know. So gutter guards are a great thing to have on your roof.
Hey, Jason, we're running a commercial right now that I did because we utilize your gutter guards here. And I can be honest, because people make fun of me. They go, come on, you're not afraid to get up on that ladder, are you? And I go, no, you know, it's part of the commercial. But I got to tell you, there was a time that I was up cleaning the gutters, and Terry would always say, hey, don't do that stuff unless I'm here. And maybe you can hold the ladder and I'll get up there. But, you know, I'm a guy, you know me. So she was out and I got out the ladder and I went up and I was cleaning the gutters out. And the ladder slid down, and it slid down probably, I don't know, maybe 5 feet. It went boom, boom, boom. And I was probably another foot of this thing just going straight down. And I sat there and I froze. And I very slowly got off the ladder, and, you know, Terry got home, and I said, hey, I got to tell you what happened. And she was like, hey, how many times have I told you not to do this? We got to figure this out because I don't want you going up there anymore. And I thought, well, okay, come on. I'm a guy's guy. I could do this. And then I called you, and you laughed at me, and you said, okay, you know, let me tell you about gutter guards, and let's take care of this for you. And you guys came out, and the guys that came out not only did our house, but then did my daughter's house, who lived kitty corner at that time. And it's been really simple since then. Still got to get up and clean it out a little bit, but not nowhere near what we had to do.
Correct. And you know what I tell people with the gutter guards, and sometimes they're just a little bit more costly, but say it's on your size house, I don't remember, was it $800,000, or on a bigger house, it could be $3,000.
Yeah.
Think about this. You fall off and you get hurt, or you twist your ankle, or and then you're out and you're going to therapy or doctor's appointment. Just one time.
Right.
It was so much cheaper just to pay for the gutter guards.
Yeah. And you know what? I was close.
Oh, yeah. It just makes no sense to me. I'm like, people just, so I'm like, do it. And a lot of people that are like, start getting in their 50s and they're like, well, I've been doing it for 20 years or 30 years. And I'm like, yeah, but you shouldn't be doing it. You know, like,
right.
And I kind of think about my parents, and my dad used to do that too. And I put gutter guards in his house. I'm like, Dad, you're not going up there anymore. It's not worth it. You fall off and get hurt or break your hip. It's just, then you're out for 6 months. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So
you know what?
It's worth getting a good gutter guard.
And I can tell you this, that I know your dad pretty well, and we're similar
yep.
that way. You know, there's a little pride issue with both of us.
Yep.
And it's
yep.
kind of like, well, what are you talking about? You know, we might be older, but we still feel like we're younger, at least in our mind, until that ladder started going boom, boom, boom on me and started sliding down. And I'm telling you, if it had gone down another one ring on that house, it would have gone straight down. And, you know, who knows how long and how bad that would have been. There was nobody here. And it did freak me out a little bit. And after I told Terry, and she was like, well, we got to take care of that. My first call was to you at J&J Contractors. And, you know, within a week or 2 weeks, the thing was taken care of. And it just has gotten a whole lot easier. Hey, Jason, when people are calling about the interior, Is it more of a, hey, we just want to kind of freshen this up, or is it, hey, we need a whole remodel? And you know, what kind of calls are you getting at this point? Are they more, you know, smaller jobs saying, hey, look, we're gonna be having people over for, you know, Christmas. Can we just get a new backsplash? Or is it, hey, we're looking to redo our whole kitchen?
You know what? It's a lot more bigger jobs, and this I'll explain a little bit. But done more basements this year than ever before, because people are home and they're creating like home offices in the basements and then play areas for the kids, just so people can get a separation. So doing tons of basements. We've done more sunrooms this year, or 3-4 season rooms this year, than we've ever done before, just to give people extra space on their houses. We're doing more bigger attached garages. Like we have like 4 or 5 garages that we're like tearing down their small garage and making these huge monster garages for the guys. It's
Wow.
like it's big stuff. Like it really is. And yes, we're doing I actually sold a countertop and backsplash yesterday to someone, and she's like, "Can I have it done for Thanksgiving?" I'm like, "Absolutely." And I love when actually people give me that challenge, 'cause I'm like, "I want to get that done for you."
Man,
But
that
it's still a little bit of small stuff, but it's more really big things, actually. It's
and
here's the thing, and
I have a friend that is going to be doing a big thing with you. My friend Jeff. And I don't know if you guys have started that project yet.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a guy that I work with, Jeff Soley. And I think you guys are going to be doing some stuff for him. And I don't
Oh
know.
yeah, yes. Oh, that's a huge project. That's the
Yeah.
exterior one. Yes,
Yeah.
we're doing metal roof on his garage. We're doing siding and
Yeah.
trim and yeah, a bunch of stuff. Yes, garage doors,
He
everything.
was so excited after he met with you, Jason. He called me, and he's a really good guy. Him and I, we have different thoughts on a lot of things in life. We are almost opposites, just so you know, in a lot of different parts of our life. And he called me after meeting with you, and he just raved about that conversation. And he had brought in a couple of different people prior and then brought you in, and he called and he said, look, there's no doubt that's who we're going to go with. And I said, can I ask why? Because it, you know, not only is he a really good friend of mine, but they're a good client of mine and ours at Entercom. And he said, you know what? He's really straight and honest, and he's not trying to figure out, can you get another $100 out of my wallet? He's like, hey, I don't think we need that. Why don't we try this? And what do you think about this? And we'd love to do this project because that would be fun for us, and we'd like to get it done. And
I
big, it
really
was.
enjoyed my conversations with him. He's an awesome guy. And the other thing too, I was telling him is I we're taking before and after pics of his house because the
Right.
transformation is going to be so incredible. And I was excited about it because what he's doing there with the metal roof and the shake and all this different stuff, it's just going to look incredible. And I was really pumped about it.
Hey, I just got a text from a friend of mine who was at the show last night, and he said, "Man, it was perfect." His text to me was, "It was really good. I got to talk to exactly who I wanted to talk to, and my wife went and talked to some people that I didn't want her talking to because I don't know what she thinks our budget is, but it's not what." And his text, he just put bullets down. We stayed a lot longer than I thought. It was very safe, and the people were extremely kind and happy. I mean, he put happy in bold letters. The Nary people were happy that we were there, which is awesome. So, and he is a guy that wears a mask all the time. And he's a guy that really takes this very seriously, as you should. But for him to say, hey, look, it was a really good event, and I'm so happy that we went. So I can't recommend it enough. Head over to State Fair today. They're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you could go over and meet a number of NARE members that are there, and go there with, you know, a notebook, and have your needs list on one page, and have your wants page on the other, because they're two different things. And I think everybody that's listening to the show knows exactly what I'm talking about. But you can go in and meet the people from Kern Electric, meet the people from Donovan and Jorgensen, Empire Remodeling, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is there. JR Plumbing is there. I'm looking at the list right now, and you can go to MilwaukeeHomeShow.com. One word, MilwaukeeHomeShow.com, to look at all of the different NARE members that will be there. You know, NAMI Construction, obviously, is there. All Right Home and Remodeling will be there. So there's a number of people that you're used to seeing, and then a couple of ones that, you know, I think are new. And I like that because there are NARE members, new NARE members coming in all the time. And we're going to talk to Jason a little bit about what he does with NARE and why it's important for him to be part of a number of things that NARE does. And we'll do that on the other side. Our special guest and co-host so far today, Jason Sprowski, owner of J&J Contractors. Go jjcontractorsllc.com. This is the NARE Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARE Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. We're talking with Jason Sprowski. He is the owner of J&J Contractors. J&J Contractors, jjcontractorsllc.com. And we're talking a lot about the 2020 Home and Remodeling Show going on today. It went on yesterday from 12 to 8, 10 to 7, today 10 to 5, tomorrow. And it's in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion at State Fair Park. You know, Jason, we've had this conversation, but it's probably been a while. The importance of you and J&J Contractors being so involved with NARE Milwaukee, why is it important for you guys, and what's the benefit for the guys that are listening to us right now that work for companies that have thought about becoming NARE members and aren't? Why is it important to you?
So it's helping the remodeling community is what we're doing. We're making it a better place for all remodelers. And that's how I look at it. I feel like what I'm doing is helping give us a better name and also giving back to the community. We have the NARE Foundation, which is amazing, which has helped so many different people in so many different ways. That's incredible. I love that part of it. And I know it's a, you know, kind of a different thing. It's a fundraising arm of NARE. Aren't you on that or?
Yep, I was. Yeah. And in fact, still kind of involved with that. And it's fun. Yeah, it's funny, Jason, because I just did the show. That's what I did. I did the show and then I do the youth sports show and just do what I do on the radio. But before I got more involved, and you and Jesse over at Milestone Plumbing got me more involved, did I really see how important NARE is and how, you know, the people that are involved with NARE really believe in the mission statement of what NARE Milwaukee is all about. And it's being part of the best of the best. You can't just send them a check and be a NARE member. That's not how this thing works. The other part, and I've told this on this show a lot, is you guys are competitors. Like, there are a number of people that you hang out with that you compete against, and it's not like you guys dislike each other. You guys talk business. Hey, you were brought in on a bid for this, and so was I, and you got it. What are you doing about this, and how are you working through this? And the fact that you guys have those conversations is really impressive to me.
You know what? I'm just going to mention a couple more members, but in there, there's over 600 members, right? So there's Randy. He's referred some stuff to me. I've called him for questions on stuff from All Right. You have Tom from Story Hill. Call him. Send him pictures. Hey, what should I do about this? I have Lewis. Call him. Jesse, I use her. I mean, it's Josh Brown, when he was there, that's actually how I ended up starting buying from Blifford, because he was on the board.
Right.
I mean, it's so incredible for networking. And here's one thing I would say to any NARE member that's not involved. You need to get involved. It actually will help you grow as a remodeler or a supplier or a vendor, whatever you're doing. It will help your business. It will help you grow. It will help you personally grow. And honestly, it just gives you something too to say, hey, I helped with that. I did that.
And that's big in your industry. And you know, we talked a while ago. My dad was a bricklayer and a mason, and that's what he was most proud of. you know, he would put these McGivern kids in the back of this Rambler, and he would drive us downtown and point at buildings and say, look, I built that. And so that's part of it. And then when you get more involved in it, you know, it what happens, instead of just coming and playing in the golf outing and seeing other NARI members once a year, you know, and beating me on that par three, which everybody does. So that you can't talk big about that because everybody beats me. But to get more involved and to find out what's going on in their business. Look, when I talked to Zach and Bingo and Deb Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin, they talk about, look, 50% of our business might come from other NARI members because we have so much trust in each other that we call each other and say, hey, look, here's what my client is looking for. Can you come help us? And the other part, Jason, you know, you guys have done and quietly through the foundation and sometimes just on your own have helped a lot of people that are in need. And, you know, quietly, look, we're not going to talk about this, but we did this and we put this ramp up, or, you know, this kid was in an accident and is going to be in a wheelchair. So we went and widened these doors and we did this to their floor. And we don't need you to talk about it, but it was pretty cool. I just want to tell you about this kid. And, you know, he is a Leroy Butler fan. Can we maybe get him a signed picture, that kind of stuff. And that's how I find out about it. And then I'm told, hey, but kind of keep it down on the down low. It's not something that we don't want you out on the radio saying how great we are for doing that stuff. Let's just talk about the whole NARI family and mission statement. And I think that's important for people to understand that that's what you guys, that's the heart of most of these NARI members, especially the ones that get involved in what NARI's doing.
I couldn't agree more. And even like the last job with the young man who got hurt in the car accident.
Right. Yep.
Everyone stepped up. You have Carpet Factory Outlet. They stepped in. They helped with the flooring. It was amazing. Bingo and Zach, they came in and did all the drywall work and painting work. My crew was in there. Warner Electric was in there. These guys, no one said no. When I called them, they're all like, yes, how can we help?
Right.
And they have a lot of NARI guys have big hearts. And they want to give back to their community. And it means so much that these guys are doing that. And I think you know how I am, Mike, but I'm kind of a sucker for that stuff. But
I
doing it, you know. I really do. And that last one where everybody stepped in was just incredible.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, I got a text from another guy that I work with, who said, look, we are starting right now, planning our kitchen remodel. And could you ask Jason kind of what the steps are? Because we haven't done this before, and we're going to head over to the NARI show this afternoon and talk to a number of people, including J&J Contractors. But we are so kind of, this is the first time we've done this. Is there certain steps as we're talking to the NARI members, we want to at least pretend like we know what we're talking about.
Yep.
And he said, so when we are, what are the steps that we should be talking about with this remodel? And look, it's kind of an odd question, but I would think it's tear out and, right? You want to make sure that you know what you want first. And
correct.
Then it's...
If you're coming to the show,
yeah,
and you're probably at home now, take a couple pictures of your space.
Mm.
So that way you can show people. And then take a couple screenshots from House or Pinterest or whatever of what you're thinking or what you want or ideas of what you want. And that both of those are perfect, right? Then the last thing, and I know this is a lot of people sometimes struggle with this, have a budget. You have to have a budget for us. We can design a kitchen as low as $40,000. We just finished one that was $110,000. It doesn't have to be $110,000, but they, you know, wanted the countertops to go up the walls, and it was like a level 10 quartz and applied panels on fridges. I mean, you can make it amazing and crazy. You can, or you can be simple and have it be realistic and functional and work and, you know, start getting down in that 40-50 range. You have to have a budget. It's just really important to have that going into this.
And if you're looking to just kind of freshen up your kitchen, that's a whole different budget. You know, when you're talking about maybe, you know, new countertops, or you want new cabinets, that is something different. And again, when you go to State Fair today, have that idea on exactly, do you want to gut it and redo it and have a whole new kitchen? Perfect. Let's have that conversation. If you're looking to just freshen it up, then understand that is something a little bit different. Hey, do you still have everybody utilizing the term, "I need an open concept"?
I do. Yep.
Yeah,
Everyone
still
still wants
everybody.
everything torn down and wants it open. Yep, 100%.
You know, it used to be when growing up, Jason, the kitchen was the focal point. You know, I grew up in a family 100% Irish, and you know, the kitchen was kind of the focal point. And then that kind of moved for a while, where it was more the living room or the dining room or where the TV was, and that was the focal point. And then if your mom and grandmother, like in my family, would be in the kitchen, cooking, they missed all the conversations. Well, now what people now want is to be able to have all of that. And there are some benefits to open concept, but there's some other things that maybe people don't think about all the time. But everybody now is still looking for that open concept. And that kind of makes me smile a little bit, because you know, who's ever doing the cooking, and most of the time in my house, some of the time anyway, it's me. And you don't want to miss what's going on in the other room, correct?
I agree. You don't want to miss any part of anything. Life is too short, and you want to catch every moment you possibly can.
Yeah, that 100%. Hey, we're going to get to a
Hey,
break again. The 2020, go ahead.
one quick thing here. I
Yeah.
actually just got a text message from a customer. They're saying, "I want to come to the show, just still a little bit worried about everything. When would be the slowest time?" So, and you've been to a lot of these shows. I'm thinking the 2 to 5 time frame. Do you want to go to the show and you really, you know, it the slowest peak or slowest time?
Yeah,
I
I
think if you
think,
went that 2 to 5
yep.
time frame would be really good. So I just wanted
Yeah.
to throw that out there, and I'm going to shoot him a text back at the break, but I just wanted to throw that out there because that's
I
actually a
would,
really good question I just got.
yeah, and I would maybe recommend too about maybe noon to three tomorrow,
Yeah,
because
probably. Yeah.
the Packers are playing. I know that some of the booths are going to have TVs and you can catch the Packer game, but you know what? That might be, you know, 1 o'clock tomorrow. I would stay away if you're worried about really big. Well, I don't know if I'd stay away at all, to be honest with you. I think NARE and State Fair Park have done such a good job of making sure, look, the aisles are one way, people are in masks, social distancing, there are places to clean your hands, wash your hands, all over the place. I would tell your buddy, hey, I'd come on out. You know what? You
I
pick the
would. It,
time.
here's the
Go
thing,
ahead.
Mike. With what Neri and Michelle and Diane, Allison, the whole team there, it's safer to go to this show than it is to the grocery store. So I feel
That's a
so
great
confident in
point.
this show. It
Yeah,
really is.
I am too, 100%. I mean, the stuff that they've done as far as, you know, they developed this really big safety protocol, and it's the entryways, hand sanitizers, control capacity, you know, all of it, the additional cleaning and sanitized stations that they have, face coverings, the things that they did, and the amount of work that they did with all kinds of different places. I mean, from State Fair Park, look, it's a state-run facility. So it's not like we, you
Yep.
know, like NARE could just say, hey, we want to have this. No, we need to make sure we go through the safety protocols. And I was in a lot of those meetings and very impressed with how serious they took this and how they wanted to lead. They wanted to be the one, you know, throughout the country that people would look back and call them and say, how did you do this? Jason, we've got to get to a break. Again, he is Jason Zabrowski, owner, J&J Contractors. Yeah, if we started telling you the things he does and boards he's on with NARE and all that, we wouldn't have enough time between now and the end of the show. That's how involved this man is. This is the NARE Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARE Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we got to thank Justin, the owner of Window Select, for being such a big sponsor of the show that's going on at State Fair Park, the Home Remodeling Show. Something obviously came up. because Jason, everybody wants to be on the show with big time Mike McGivern, right?
They do. I do.
Yeah, hey, I know. But I'll tell you what, Justin is doing a great job with Windows Select. Go to windowsselect.com, and we wanted to certainly have him on to talk about the show, and he is a big sponsor of the show that's going on again today from 10 to 7. You're looking for something to do today or tomorrow. Tomorrow's 10 to 5. The Wisconsin Products Pavilion at State Fair Park. And if you run into, you know, Diane, who's the executive director of NARI, and Michelle Brown and Allison and the people that work in the front office, tell them thank you. Because if you had any idea the amount of sweat equity that group, that front office put in to get this show up and running and do it, you know, correctly, safely, and the way that I think it needed to be done, just say thank you for doing it, because I think they have given the country a way to get something like this done, and they'll have a template now that people will call them from all over the country saying, hey, how did you guys do it? And it won't just be NARI organizations throughout the country. It's going to be other people as well that will call and say, hey, can you share the template on how you were able to open up, do a three-day event at State Fair Park with a number of NARI members and then consumers coming through the door. And, you know, it's interesting to me all the time, and I didn't know this, Jason, until, you know, we started talking about it. But when you talked about, you know, the NARI members being essential, these are small, 80% of the members are smaller businesses with fewer than 10 employees. So this show is really, really important to them.
It really is. And here's the thing. I would almost say it's 80% under 5 employees.
Wow.
There's so many small businesses here. And by you, and here's the thing too, they're local. These are all local contractors. You're supporting local. You're helping local. These companies that have 3 guys, 4 guys, 5 guys, whatever it might be, you're helping them with their families. It goes a long way. It really does.
Yeah, it does. And look, a couple of months ago when COVID hit in March, you know, it was a scary time for these small companies and even the larger companies and companies the size of Jason's with J&J Contractors. But you know what, man, I'm sure there were sleepless nights for you guys, Jason, but you know what, you guys kind of came through it, and we go to business a little differently now than we did before that. Are there some things that you guys learned at J&J Contractors that once everything does open up and we beat this, that you'll continue to do?
You know what? I like a lot of the safety protocols that we put into place, and I think we'd continue doing that stuff. I really do. Like, we're making sure the guys are cleaning their hands more often. We're plasticking off areas better than we ever were before. We are doing a lot of things differently, and I like what we've learned from this.
Yeah, I do too. I'm sure that one of the questions you have when somebody calls you or goes to your website, again, jjcontractorsllc.com, and wants to either have a conversation or meeting with you, is the first question, look, do you want to meet in person, or do you want to do a Zoom meeting, or how do you want to handle this? And I would assume that your customers are all over the board with that.
They are. We have some that want us to come to the house. We have some that they're coming to our showroom. You have the Zoom option. There's so many more options that we really weren't taking advantage of before this.
Yeah, my recommendation would be to go to their showroom. Yeah, you know, go to 6600 School Way. I didn't always recommend that with the older office that you had, Jason. You know, that was small, but this one, man, I'll tell you what, you can go in, get a nice cup of coffee. If you're a wine drinker, have a little wine, hang out, and just walk around this new building, because there's some really cool things about it. What was it before you guys took it over?
So it used to be the old Greendale fire and police station, and then even before that, it was a coal plant too.
Man.
So this, so much history. And then just real quick, I want to thank Josh Brown from Blifford for all of his support in helping get this building done. I want to thank Rob from ABC Supply with all his support. Both these guys, Rob helped with all the exterior stuff that went into our showroom. Josh helped with all the interior stuff that went in our showroom. it wasn't for those companies helping us, you know, and even our countertop supplier, Absolute Marble, so many people just stepped up to the plate to help us get our building done and what it is today. It's honestly, Mike, I go there every day and I'm just like so happy. And people are saying, you're here way more than you've ever been at the other place. I love coming here. It makes me so happy and proud.
Yeah. Hey, guess my phone's going off right now, and it's Justin from Windows Select. I can't pick up, Justin, because I'm on the air, but we got 2 minutes left, and I just want to tell you that, again, thank you, Justin, for and Windows Select, your entire company, for being a big part of this show. It is going on, and trust me when I tell you that you can feel safe. It's a wonderful show, and they've done everything that they can to be able to make sure that everybody is feeling the same way. And I again want to thank everybody over at the NARI office. Doors open at 10 o'clock today. They're in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. It is a smaller space than what we're used to, but that's okay because, again, with the home and remodeling show, it has always been a little bit smaller than the spring show, and this gives you the opportunity to come through and spend time with NARI members. Head over to J&J Contractors, say hello to Jason, get a chance to meet him in person, ask him any of the questions that you have. Jason, thank you so much, man. This was really fun. It was fun to have you on the show. I'm looking forward to getting to your office on Thursday and hanging out with Shannon a little bit.
Well, thank you, Mike. And hey, I just wanted to thank you also with hooking me up with Sally. She was awesome. So much fun doing her job.
She's the best. She is the best. And I'll tell you, that's part of what I'm going to talk to Shannon about, utilizing the people that we've sent to you, and looking forward to that. He is Jason Zabrowski, again, J&J Contractors. Don't forget, Home and Remodeling Show, the 2020 Home and Remodeling Show with NARI Milwaukee going on today, 10 to 7 tomorrow, 10 to 5 at State Fair Park, the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. Thanks for listening. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan.